This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Obstacles of the Perfection. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the obstacles of the perfection in the Islamic lifestyle. Well, since we want to get the perfection and we were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gain the perfection and to follow the straight path, we know that starting a spiritual journey upon the road of perfection and attaining higher spiritual positions is not an easy and simple task. Rather, is extremely difficult and complicated. A devotee has to encounter plenty of obstacles in his path and must struggle to remove them. Otherwise, he would never be able to reach his desired destination. Therefore, the first obstacle that we can see in the path of perfection is incompetence. When a person is incompetent, he is inefficient, and on the other hand, we can say he does not have that capacity to gain the perfection. This is one of the greatest obstacles, and we are unaware of this. Generally, we know people who perform the sins, we perform the bad deeds. On the other hand, when they stand for the prayers, when they perform good deeds, they are expecting to have the perfection, to see something, to reach the perfection, whereas they ignore that they are incompetent in order to gain the perfection. And this incompetency makes them to not to reach the perfection, and it is the big obstacle for them, which they are ignorant towards it. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of obstacles of the perfection in the Islamic lifestyle. We mentioned that the first obstacle is incompetence, and therefore the greatest obstacle for undertaking Gnostic journey and attaining God's nearness by a wayfarer is the incompetency of his self, a heart contaminated and darkened by sinning cannot become a center for the illumination of divine light. When a human heart, as a result of sinning, turns into a Satan's commands center, then how come God's favored angels may descend into it? And that's why we see that even in the traditions, for example, from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, it is said that for a human being, there is nothing worse than sin, because it wages war against heart until taking over its control. This condition of heart is called inverted or upside down heart. And that's why even in Ayatul Kursi, we see that وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ. Those who disbelieve, this disbelieving means that they disbelieved, they became arrogant, they performed the sins. So therefore, when they disbelieved, when they refused to follow the right path, أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ, their close guardians are the rebels. These are طَاغُوتُ. يُخْرِجُونَهُم مِّنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلْمَةِ, they take them out of the light and take them towards the darkness. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ, so they will live in the hellfire forever. So this is what we need to pay attention to and to train ourselves and stop our generations to get involved into such obstacles, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.